Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie's a bit different. It's The Sessions. Based on a true story, John Hawks' Mark O'Brien, who's determined to lose his virginity with the help of Helen Hunt, who's a professional in that sort of thing. Trouble is, he's mostly confined to an iron lung.
Not exactly a confession. I haven't yet done the deed.
I'm here for you, Mark.
Is it possible for me to know a woman in the biblical sense?
Go for it.
I don't usually meet with clients outside of work.
I just want people to say, hey, who's that gimp with that beautiful blonde?
Now, there have been lots of movies out there about losing one's so-called innocence, and they made a ton of money. But when you throw in the whole iron lung thing into the mix, well, the story kind of loses its appeal. But then you throw in the great acting of John Hawks and William H. Macy and the lots of nakedness of Helen Hunt, for you guys out there, of course. It changes everything. You get a touching, funny, and compelling movie that really surprises you. So this movie is filled with Oscar-worthy performances that won't likely get more than like 3 people to go see it, because like I said, it's different. But if you're like me, one thing will disturb you more than anything in this movie, and that's how could Helen Hunt go from all her wholesomeness to putting her all out there. So on her movie night traffic light, The Sessions is a yellow light. Now, Daniel Craig is back as James Bond in Skyfall, and this time the mission is really serious. Everything in 007's world is being threatened, and he has to get to the bottom of it all, even if the truth might make him question everything and everyone.
3 months ago, you lost the drive containing the identity of every agent embedded in terrorist organizations across the globe.
007 reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
How much do you know about fear?
Everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
So, the longest-running movie series ever, 50 years later, the 23rd episode, this one starring Daniel Craig as James Bond for the third time, does it work after all these years still? Yes, it does. Oh, sure, by now things get a little predictable, but it's a predictable that we like. You have lots of action, gadgets, cool cars, and of course, Bond girls. But what really makes this movie work? The characters. Judi Dench is perfect. Then my now favorite bad guy of the year, Javier Bardem, is amazing. Finally, Daniel Craig, his best James Bond movie so far. Not to worry, Daniel, James Bond never gets old. But for any secret spy guys out there who think they're getting old, when in doubt, go old school. That's when things get really interesting. So on our movie night traffic light, Skyfall is a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.